It was supposed to be a media conference to talk up a boxing match. Instead, Anthony Mundine made it a fight about race. He questioned the Aboriginal heritage of his opponent, to the dismay of many Aboriginal people in Tasmania. Felicity Ogilvy reports from Hobart.
Pre-fight matchups are normally an arena for boxers to talk up the fight. This time, things didn't go according to script. It became nasty when Anthony Mundine answered a question about Daniel Gill's Aboriginal heritage.
Well, I thought they wiped all the Aborigines from Tasmania out. That's all I know. I thought they'd gone. How long ago? I don't know. But anyway, I don't know, man. I don't see him representing, you know, us, you know, black people or coloured people.
And he did not stop there.
You got a white woman, you got white kids. You know, I'll keep it real all day, every day. So it don't matter, but he's his own man. I respect him as a gentleman, respect him as a fighter, but that's why we're here. We're here to settle the score and see who's going to be the best.
Daniel Gill attempted to show sportsmanship by bringing the talk back to boxing.
You know, I love my heritage and, you know, I'm proud to show that as well. You know, if anyone, you know, tries to tell me that, you know, I've got nothing, no right to do that, then, you know, then something bad will happen, trust me. Yeah, I just can't wait for this fight to happen. You know, there's going to be a lot more talk along the way and a lot of crap spoken, but, you know, down to it, it's all about those 12 rounds. And, you know, I know I'm going to be 1,000,000% prepared for those 12 rounds.
Anthony Mundine's comments have offended the State Secretary of the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre, Trudy Maluga.
There's a lot of non-Aboriginal people that we still have to fight against to get our struggle. Concentrate on them, Mundine, and leave your own people alone. And I just think that you need a few brain scans and you are being discriminative. Keep your mouth shut. We have been around. We're part of... you know, Black Australia, and I think that your comment is truly appalling.
Daniel Gill is a world champion and he'll be putting his IBF title on the line when he fights Anthony Mundine. The men have fought before, back in 2009 when Mundine won in a controversial points decision. A date hasn't been set for the rematch yet, but Trudy Maluga already has a clear favourite.
I just hope that Daniel Gill kicks his ass.
Trudy Maluga from the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre, ending that report from Felicity Ogilvie.